to between then and start a training camp?
Go back to Austin, start working out, still work on my speed work and strength work.
You work with that group, the guys you were telling me about earlier,
Yeah, the same people. I guess we go back there and just start pushing each other, pushing one another to get better and hope for a great year this year.
So you hit it hard in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I take a week off and try. I'm going to try to come back up here early and work up with Coach Rule just to get in shape a little bit more and get back in the groove.
Is it any part of you feel like with camp being such a grind in the season that you need to back off a little bit?
No, I feel like this probably was my best OTAs in my career right here. It's one of the best ones I had.
Why'd you say that?
Because I feel like I knew what I'm doing. It's not everything I did was a fast pace. I did everything patient, and I came in shape. And, I mean, I'm been in the third year going in the system, and I feel like I feel good. Yeah, I ain't been in the training room this whole OTAs. Only times I've been in the training room is to clip my nails, or clip my toenails. So that's the best thing. So normally I've been in the training room from the past year, checking on my knees and checking on other things, checking up on other things. But I mean, I have went up in there but one time. Yeah, I think it is. I feel like that's why I'm going to take a week off and take vacation, go on trips with wifey, and come back probably early and start working out, getting back in shape.
So nobody from here has told you, the coaches and the training staff, to take it a little easier than you had been?
Nah, you want to do something different every year in your career, and I think I've been doing something every year different. I think I'm going to start just go back and chill, and when I feel ready to start working out, I'm going to start back working out. Oh, it was cold in the meeting room. I forgot to take it off. Oh, yeah. I mean, what you said? Say that again? I mean, yeah, I don't think I was there at air camp, but I mean, if I hope he's feeling good. I mean, I'm praying for him, and I hope he's in the best of shape he's ever been in. And I mean, I'm just glad to. I mean, I can't wait to see him and have him back on the team. I mean, it was a great success with having the camp. I had all the guys came out and helped me with it, and the roast, it was just something that it was breathtaking that that I got in the history Hall of Fame of the Port Arthur. Feel like I'll retire, but I'm still playing ball because that's what happens. Things when you retire, you get in history, get your own statue, stuff like that. But I mean, it was a blessing for my city to do that for me and know how much I do for the community.
Huh?
I know she's in the Hall of Fame, but I never listened to her music back then. I was probably still in somebody. I can't even say it.
Of all the roasters, the presenters that came out here, who said the funniest thing about you?
I think Mitch Host had great things to say. I think Mitch was the best one. Coach was kind of funny. He kept saying, "I'm not good at this," but he'll come back with a punchline. And he said, "I'm not good at this," and he'll come back with another one. I'm like, "Man, coach up here playing."